Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Brad Gasplin with KNIA KRLS News. Today, we're going to be talking with Sue Youngman of the Tulip Time Steering Committee about Dutch dancers and some of her favorite parts of Tulip Time.
For new people who may be in town for Tulip Time, some tourists, can you kind of describe what the Dutch dancers are?
Sure. Dutch dancers are a group from fifth grade through adults. Public was welcome to participate. We practice March 1st, the first week of March through Tulip Time. And we have six dances that we practice and perfect, hopefully perfect. And we perform six times during Tulip Time.
So what does Dutch dancing look like?
Very unique. Actually, I think many people have said it's more Dutch than Dutch. Well, the sound of the music best described would be almost a polka sounding kind of music. The dance are noisy. Obviously, they're all
they're wooden shoes.
They are all in wooden shoes. So there's a lot of clomping and clanking and thumping and hopefully no slipping. We suggest that the kids all and adults rough up the bottom of their shoes so that they don't have that super slide effect. And we pray for dry streets. So obviously, we dance before the street scrubbers come out.
Yeah, I saw something about the street scrubbers. I don't know exactly what that is.
Oh, you're in for a treat. The street scrubbers, once the Feesthouden and the grandstand performances are all done, right before the parade, a group of random citizens grab buckets and brooms, all in Dutch costumes, and they scrub our streets from Broadway to First on Franklin Street. And you will see everybody from 2 years old, maybe one and a half, barely in wooden shoes, to 80, 90. We have just an array of different folk. And you don't have to be anybody in particular or any certain group. If you want to scrub the streets, you're welcome to do so. In fact, the governor will be here Saturday afternoon, and he too will be scrubbing streets. It's one of his favorite things to do.
So I can imagine with all the dancers and the street scrubbers and people getting ready for the parade and all the tourists, it's a pretty hectic atmosphere.
Oh, it's crazy, but we love it.
Can anyone just jump in with the Dutch dancers? You guys have been practicing for a while. Are the dances difficult?
They're not too difficult. We do have two dances that the Dutch dancers will pull in people from the audience and to join them, and they will teach those Dutch dances right there on the spot to them.
Where's the Dutch dancing going on? Is it just all around the square? Or?
Actually, we have the Dutch dancers are the ones that perform right before the parade, and they are on Franklin between Broadway and Main. Then we also have the Duchesses that are 16 young ladies that are ambassadors for Pella, that go around the state and promote Tulip Time. They will be dancing at 10:30 at Central Park, noon at Franklin and Broadway, and then 6:30 at the Windmill every day. So look for them. And we also have a third group, the Dutch Family Singers, and they randomly will pop up and dance. They will dance at the Molengrat, they dance at the Windmill, in front of the post office, all over. Any place there's a large area that they can get together and dance, they'll be doing it.
So it'll be pretty hard to miss some Dutch dancing if you're here all 3 days.
You will not miss Dutch dancing. It would be like missing Pafferjies.
Well, what other kind of things can people look forward to for Tulip Time?
Oh my, there's so much to do. We have, obviously, the six parades. With that, we have six Feesthoudens, grandstand performances, and that just, there's a whole lot of fun stuff going on. There, Friday afternoon, the Orange City, our sister city, Queen and Court, will come and join us for the festivities. Then the Molengrat and the West Market Park crafts fairs. Those are wonderful. They're setting up on the Molengrat right now, and I'm coming shop. I'm going to spend a lot of money. The Red Rock Thrashers have an antique tractors north of the square daily, and they have a rodeo on the west side of the square at 5 o'clock. There are a lot of exhibits there. Pella Garden Club is celebrating their 50th flower show. That's at Sculpey Church. In the Opera House, we have Bob Ralston, the Flying Pans from Central, Wyatt Earp, Gentleman Doc Holliday, the Quilt Show. Then, historically speaking, we have the tours at Sculpey House, Historical Village, Firehouse, the Vermeer Museum, and the Roll Screen Museum, just to say a few. And then, of course, if you want to eat, you don't have to look very far.
Speaking of eating, you mentioned the Pofferjis, I believe it is, and I've heard a lot of other people talking about them, but I'm new to town. I don't know what those are.
Well, they're one of my favorites. They were small pancakes, and they're very, you get a plate maybe of a dozen or so or more, and they're served with either powdered sugar or strawberries and whipped cream, which is my favorite. Hint, hint. And then, of course, not being very good on speaking Dutch, we have, and forgive me, all you wonderful Dutch people, we've got Pofferjis, Stroopwafels, Vetballen, which is always great too. We love those. And then, of course, if you don't want Dutch food, there's a lot of non-Dutch food around too. The parades are at 2:30 and 8:30 every night, and all six of them are different. They have different items in them, so please, you know, if you're crazy about parades, watch every single one of them. My personal favorite is Saturday night because it's the locals, and we're all kind of like, oh, this is great, you know, and basically it's the locals' favorite parade.
Okay, well, where's the parade route?
The parade route comes up Main to Franklin. It goes around the square and then goes east on Franklin to Sculpey Church and beyond. Actually, it goes to Trinity now.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've been hearing from Sue Youngman with the Tulip Time Steering Committee about some of her favorite things to do during tulip time. Keep it tuned right here to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye forecast is next.